Good afternoon, everybody. I hope for various technical reasons, I am speaking from my living room, which means there might be some background noise. I apologize, but it's a situation. Okay, so this week's Parsha is Parsha Shemini. If we'd be in Shul, we would hear Parsha Shemini. And Parsha Shemini deals, as we know, I would say, four main topics. It's Rosh Chodesh Nisan. It's the Yemei HaMiluim, it's the day that the Mechanech, the Mishkan, and then you have that's another Aviyu, which I find is usually the main topic we'll talk about, which I'm not going to talk about this year. Maybe I'll mention a little bit. And then you have the Isser of drinking wine before you do the Avoda. And then you have all the halachos of what's kosher and what's not kosher in terms of animals. Now, I want to focus this year, as you can see, about the Isser of drinking wine. And we know that the way the Torah says it specifically is that when the Kohanim do the Avoda, they're not allowed to drink wine before them. For that, as it says in Parsha Shmini, source number one, Pasuk Tes over there, Yain v'sheicher al teish, natov v'necha, itcham v'itach v'orcham al mavel osamuschach v'doseichem, right? And then in Pasuk Yidav, this is Lohoros as Bnei Yisrael, also to go ahead and when you have to pass in a halacha, it's called a chukim. So a person who has drunk too much, obviously, after a certain drinking amount, you're not allowed to do the avoda. You're not allowed to daven. Very important halacha. And that also, the halacha applies on Purim. Someone said to me, this halacha that it's usher, the usher to daven when you're drunk does not apply to Purim. I don't know. The whole shofar applies on Purim too. That's usher. And also the paskin halacha, you can't paskin if you had a reviews of wine to drink. Sometimes it's happened in the past during the Suda, I've gotten a call. I said, I can't paskin. That's the halacha after reviews of wine. So as we see that if you read the psukim here, it seems that when it comes to Kedusha, and when it comes to Nyanei Avoda, so what it seems is that We are not supposed to drink wine. Wine does not have a place when it comes to avoda. However, when it comes, on the other hand, we know, and this is a question the Kli Yakar raises, that if you ask what do Jews do when they have a special day, Rosh Hashanah, Sukkot, Purim also, but I'm not talking about Purim. Pesach, Shavuos, there's a Chasna, there's a Bris, there's a Pidyon HaBen. Anytime we do something which involves some Kedusha, we have to have wine. We have wine. And not only that, even when the Jews were pottery stricken and they find it difficult and challenging to obtain wine, they tried very hard to obtain wine, whatever that wine was called. Remember my mother telling me that in Europe, in Lithuania, many, many Friday nights, they would make kiddush on raisin wine. She claimed it tasted very good. I'm not so sure about that. But is it because wine is a very important part of our religious practice? If you think about it, whatever we do which involves religion, there's always wine, or let's say there's grape juice. So on one hand, we see that there's hesitation in terms of using wine, in terms of using wine for the avoda. On the other hand, when it comes to Mekadosh today, wine is very important. So I'd like to sort of understand what the difference is, what the positive benefit of wine is that we use it on Shabbos for Kiddush and for Abdullah, all right, and Shabbos morning also, and what the negative aspect of it is, where we're not supposed to do that avoda, we'll see that it's connected. So just to look, I have here the psukim, it says in Parsha Shmini, V'edemer Hashem al Aaron Lemor, Yayin v'sheikha al teish, you should not drink wine, or any intoxicating beverages, wine, u'lahavdil, when you paskin alacha, which is important, when you daven, we know, so you're not supposed to have drunk wine. The Medrash says when it comes to drinking wine, the Medrash Hagada, Yayin v'sheicher al teish, so lama hu mitzav al yayin. See, he says, if you look,
The Medrash says, Shafisha kol hashosa yayin, anyone who drinks wine, umishtaker, and gets drunk, chaburo supetza v'tzar u'busha v'cherf olam. So many, he says, so many terrible things happen to somebody. You get drunk, so obviously the Medrash is telling us, a person should not get drunk. The ruach hakodesh tovachas lami, oy lami avoy lamachrim alayayin. And the Ruach HaKodesh screams out about somebody. She sees right away the Medrash is telling us, it's why the Torah says, a person of Ol should not drink wine. He says, if you look at source number 3, Rav Yosef B'chor Shor will come back, I think we'll explain this, that even though you do give wine and intoxicating beverages to Avelim, source number 3, as the Pasuk says, Nu Secher Lo'ope V'yan L'mar Nefesh, he says, you just went ahead and you suffered a loss. So you should not drink wine, okay? Even though you are mourning over your children, you come to the Ohel Moed. Hey, so I'd like to also discuss, you know, what's the reason we give wine to a mourner? Now, obviously wine caused the person to get his trouble, but I think there's something deeper about wine. See, he says now, the Ramban says in source number 3, the reason why we don't give wine and why this mitzvah came now. Because if a Kohen would get drunk, he could come to a thought that's not proper, and that thought might cause him to die. Kashir Asubana. The Ramban says, Shalita Kohen Bishakra Sayyikra Sayyayin, Biyamu de Machshava Shaina Kahugan, Biyamusba, Kashir Asubana. The Yitachin, Kimashadorshu, Shayayinada Biyushasu Yayin, Because what happened is they went ahead and they made a mistake. Why? Because they drank wine. Okay, he says. So what does that mean? It wasn't because they drank wine they got killed. No, because they drank the wine they made a mistake, and because of that mistake they died because there was no tzivoy to drink wine yet. Ramban points out, but the reason why God made this tzivoy. It's so people should not make a mistake when they're doing the avoda, when they're doing the avoda, and when they're going ahead, and when they're drinking, and after they drink wine. Okay, so there's something about wine that, again, I don't want to say, when a person drinks wine, he loses control. There's something more than that, because on one hand, wine we see has positive aspects, and on the other hand, there's something negative about it. So he says, the Doxic Hanem quotes the Medrash, which I mentioned before. What I'd like to do is I'd like to look at Rabbeinu Bachaya. Rabbeinu Bachaya in source number 6, so he explains, what is it about wine? What does wine do to somebody? So he says, wine in its nature causes 3 things to happen. What are the 3 things that it causes to happen? So number one, it causes Shena, people to fall asleep. Gasa Saruach, it goes ahead. And it also causes haughtiness. And the 3rd thing it causes is Bilbul HaSeichel. What is Bilbul HaSeichel? We can't think straight. And all 3 ideas are hinted to in this parsha. Number 1, Molid Shena, he says. Yes, everyone knows that. When a person drinks wine, he becomes very sleepy. He says, V'volchem O'oli, and he's very careful. When you come into the Olam Moed, you're not sleepy. I want to hopefully expand on that in a second, all right? The 2nd idea is, and you know, say why? Because if you are sleepy, right, so then you lose out on the opportunity to go ahead and to accomplish certain things. You lose out on the opportunity to go ahead and to accomplish certain things. I'm just going to move for a second to somewhere. Hopefully I'll be a little more quiet and hope you'll still hear me. So what happens is you go ahead and you still hear me? You still hear me? Okay, good. So what happens is you go ahead. So that's the idea of one thing is sleeping. He brings a riot. Why? Because he says Yaakov Avinu, but he cuts Yaakov Mishnaso when he was going to was leaving Eretz Yisrael, he says, I can't believe I slept in this place. In other words, when a person is going to a place of Kedusha, it's very important you're not sleepy. And we're afraid if you drink wine, you won't be as awake, and therefore you won't have the opportunity to grow and to gain from the opportunity. And that's the first point of Rebbe Chaya says. Okay, second point. So again, I think it's well understood that if a wine makes a person sleepy and not as aware, so then he won't be able to jump on all the opportunities in terms of going ahead and in terms of growing in that opportunity. So that is one point which the Rebbe Chaya says. The second point Rebbe Chaya points out is he says that when a person drinks wine, so if you look, it's towards the middle, he says that he talks about Shmuel, he says that Shmuel also was like that. So that's the first point. The second point is Gassus HaRuach. And what it creates a certain type of haughtiness, he says, and therefore, it creates a certain haughtiness that you think all of a sudden it's very difficult to see the differences between certain things. Okay, when a person drinks wine, he feels very good about himself. That's what wine does. Very happy, a certain gasta ruach. And the third point is bilbul haseichel. What bilbul haseichel means is that you don't think straight logically. So again. In other words, what does this all mean? I think what it means is like this, all right? That when a person goes into Olam Moed to do the avoda is a time of growth, okay? You want to grow, it's an opportunity, which I think is obvious. Just like, for example, you go to shul or you go to learn or any sort of avoda that you are doing in terms of Avodas Hashem or anything, it's something where a person has to really learn to grow and to realize as an opportunity. So he says, The fear is that if a person goes and drinks wine, he won't be able to capitalize on that opportunity. And I think this is the Pshat Rabbein Vachai. It's number one, Shana. What does it mean to sleep? As I said, a person has an opportunity to grow, and he's very sleepy. What is going to go ahead and that's going to happen? You're not going to somehow or another take advantage of it. Just like, for example, if a person, goes on a vacation somewhere where there's very beautiful scenery, I speak about, seeing the Neflos Haborei. And as opposed to taking advantage and seeing what's out there and really being inspired by the beauty of creation, well, he's doing other things. He's resting. He's relaxing. He missed out on an opportunity. So a person, when you have an ability to grow, a person should not be very sleepy. That's the second idea of Gas Ruach, of being haughty. In order for a person to grow, a person has to feel like they could grow. A person has to feel that he there's something he can learn, something he can get from it. And if a person feels that there's nothing he can still get there, I'm there already, that's going to be a problem. Now, I would say that if we speak about Nadav Avihu, and I said I would mention it quickly, one of the reasons Nadav Avihu died, Chazal tell us, is because when they saw Moshe Ba'aron, they said, Mataya Musu Shnei Zekeinim Alalu, and we can take their place. What did that mean? What they were saying basically was we're there already. We don't need to grow. We want to be there. All right? There's something about the nature of wine that's similar to that. That a person thinks, there's nothing I need. There's nothing I need to know to learn anymore. I mentioned I've been in chinuch many, many years. Okay? And one thing I always, always feel for myself is I always feel like, that I always have more to learn. And even if it's something which, I've learned before, he says, there's always more to learn. Certain things are very easy. For example, for all those who are doing Daf Yom, we just started the third parak. I heard shir from my father in the third parak many, many years ago. And a lot of the Pesukei Halacha I remember, but going through the Gemara again. But I still, the example that I have for always more to learn, my father, so he, besides other shirim, he taught Yeridaya, and in a three-year cycle. And I still remember when he was teaching. I must have been ready to learn with him Yoredeya when he was doing the sixth cycle, which means that he learned, he was preparing for Shir for the sixth time in 18 years. All right. Now, my father, by the way, I tell you, was brilliant. He remembered everything. What does he mean, remember everything? This is an example. He could hear someone quote a line from Shakespeare, and he could tell you which play it was and which act it was and which scene it was. I saw it in action. And for him, even though he actually liked Shakespeare a lot, Shakespeare was not like Gemara. He did not review and do Chazara on Shakespeare. But he says when he learned the Gemara, even though He knew the Gemara just like that. He could sit and give a shiur, you know, in 5 minutes preparation. He could just give a shiur he had given years before. He would learn the Gemara like he never learned it before. In order to grow in Avodas Hashem, you always have to feel like there's more for me to do. And if wine creates a certain gas ruach, well, I am there, that's going to be a problem. And the third idea is obviously wine causes a bilbo haseichel, which means that if someone has to make an important decision, he doesn't go ahead and drink wine beforehand. Okay, if let's say, for example, we knew that the cabinet, those who are dealing with all the hanchayot, are sitting down to discuss what to do, all right, and you hear beforehand that they all had a nice drink beforehand, I would be quite concerned. Maybe they are, I'm not sure. I would be quite concerned about that because, you know, I would be quite concerned. There's a certain bilbo haseichel. But again, I would say, why does Zohar relate? Because if a person is going to go ahead and a person is going to grow, so at that point, what he needs to do is he needs to make the right decisions. When there are opportunities to grow, he needs to make the right decisions. You can't go ahead and just sit and relax. And the wine takes away that ability. As an example, I'd like to give for myself is, you know, Chodesh Tishrei, I'm always a little bit on edge of Chodesh Tishrei. Not just because of the Emes Hadin, I'm a little bit on edge because, you know, Chodesh Tishrei is a very important month for the people in the shul. It's a time of growth, and I'm always worried that I want everything to go well so people should feel like they grew from the experience of davening in the shul. And, you know, even Simchas Torah night, I come home, I'm still a little bit on edge because, you know, I want everything to go well the next day because I see this Simchas Torah also as a day of growth. He says, yeah, when I come home after our kafas during daytime, you know, after a geshem, so then all of a sudden I feel a little better. I can sit and relax and I sort of let my guard down a little bit. I can have a little more than ravinas to drink if I need to then. You know, it's yontif, simchas yontif. Because if you want things to work out well, you want to grow, you have to make sure your seichel, your logic, is going straight. So what's the idea? I think the idea is like this, that when a person goes ahead and a person has to grow, the Torah is telling us don't drink wine. Why not? Because wine will rob you of the opportunity for many different reasons. Number one, when a person has to grow, he has to know you can't be sleepy because you have to grab a hold of every opportunity. That's number one. Number two, a person has to know that if he has to grow, a person has to grow, he has to go ahead, and as he has to grow, he has to realize there's more to do. There's more. He can't think, wow, I'm awesome, I'm great. He has to go ahead and he has to feel there's much more. There's a lot for me to accomplish. I believe the Ramban says in this week's Parsha that when Aaron HaKohen had to go to the Mizbeach, and Moshe says to him, Kravo Mizbeach, Maaseh is Chatoscha. So the Ramban says he saw a picture of the Egel. He was hard for him to go. He felt that he wasn't worthy. To really do the avodah, you have to see yourself as somebody. And Moshe said, go, you got to move on. But he says, you have to feel like there's something more I can get out of it. And that's something very important when it comes to the avodah. There's more I can do. I can grow from there. And that's something negative about wine. And the third is, obviously, if you want to grow, you have to have the right seichel because you have to still make the right decisions. And that's why a Kohen can't do it. So what happens on Shabbos? And I think that what happens on Shabbos, why on Shabbos you make Kiddush? So before we look at Shabbos, I think it's important to look at the Kli Yachar source number 8. The Kli Yachar says in source number 8, he says that when is it usher to drink? It's usher for a shikr to go to the Heichal Melech, to David. And when is it mutter to drink? So the Kli Yachar says in the second line, Parikut Pasuk Tes, Kishu Mekadish is Yom HaShabbos HaKadosh HaSasu Yitzyoso, when you makadish Yom HaShabbos, when it comes in and goes out, because there's Ocher Yom HaShabbos, he says, and even then, it should not be Derech Shikrus, to get drunk, right? Because, and that's why Kli Yachar says, afterwards, we have all the discussion of Raya's to know there's still certain things that are Aser, there's still certain things that you're allowed, that are Aser. You should not be a Bilbo HaSeichel. But we see that, yes, even though when it comes to Avoda, you go ahead and you are supposed to go ahead, and you, it's Aser to drink anything. When it comes to Kiddush, you are supposed not to get drunk. Why is that? So the question you have to understand is, what really is Shabbos? What is Shabbos about? HaKadosh Baruch Hu rested on Shabbos, so we rest on Shabbos. What does it mean that God rested on Shabbos? God does not need a nap. So the way it's explained, Imagine the Lepay asked this. Then what does it mean to rest? Rest doesn't mean stomp to sleep. To rest means to look and say, wow, I have done so well. I have accomplished so much. To look back and to appreciate and take in what you've done. And that's what HaKadosh Baruch Hu did. Why did HaKadosh Baruch Hu do that? Because HaKadosh Baruch Hu also wanted us to do the same thing. That at some point we go ahead and we accomplish something, we have to take it, stop for a second and take it in and to sort of review what we did, what we accomplished. And that will inspire us for the future. And that's what Shabbos is about. And that's why we say that Shabbos, we have to rest, we have to look at what we accomplished in the week and say, wow, Baruch Hashem, we accomplished so much and be proud of our accomplishments. And as a matter of fact, that's how we say Shabbos is Me'ein Olam Haba. Why is Shabbos Me'ein Olam Haba? Shabbos Me'ein Olam Haba, because what's Olam Haba? Olam Haba on some level is appreciating, enjoying, feeling what you accomplished in this world. And that's what Shabbos is about, is to feel and accomplish what you did during the week. So when even though Shabbos is a time for growth, it's true, it is. And for that reason, the Kli Yakar says you don't get drunk. But you still drink wine because you have to go ahead and Shabbos comes in. And yes, the first idea we spoke about is to sleep a little bit. What do you mean to sleep? Relax a little bit. You don't have to be so tense. Oh my gosh, you got to do this, I got to do that. Take a second to feel, wow, look at what I've accomplished this week. And, you know, your learning should be a little bit more relaxed learning in that respect. Look what I have accomplished. You know, there's somebody I know that actually, a nice idea, that on Shabbos, he goes ahead and he chazers, the Daf Yomi, he has a chance. Why? So he wants to chaz, but also, look at that, look at this week, I was able to do 6 or 7 blah, whatever person learns, whatever person does, the person learns. But they have that ability to look back and say, look what I've done. And that's another, to relax a little bit. So you don't have to be so tense about things. You don't be so tense because you accomplished something this past week. When it comes to gas the ruach, yes, you should feel good about yourself. You should feel good about yourself. And the third thing is that since Shabbos is the day where we're actually looking back and not thinking as much towards the future, it's okay maybe a little bit to not worry so much. To not worry so much about the seichel. What do I mean, not worry about the seichel? You know, so I'll give an example of what that means. One of the most challenging parts of our daily life, which, you know, I just realized since our quarantine outside the shul, is we have to go ahead and fit into a daily schedule. Now, what does that mean? It doesn't mean waking up every single day and to say, it's okay to wake up early. But, you know, you have to fit a certain time. So the fact of the matter is that now that I know I'm davening the yechidus and, you know, I don't have to get my kids off to school. We'll see what happens Sunday with the Zoom sessions. But I have a little more time so I can be a little bit more relaxed about my davening in terms of what I say. Shabbos can be a little more relaxed about spending time with your family, about doing certain things. Just because, and why? Because that helps you feel good about what you accomplished. And he says, so I think, in other words, in terms of that, the bilbul haseichel is not to take everything so seriously. But as the Kli Yakar says, it doesn't mean you do something silly. It doesn't mean you go against Hanchayot. It doesn't mean you go against Halacha. But in other words, so you can be a little more relaxed. That's the simple as the bilbul haseichel. Why? Because you're looking at what you accomplished. And I think, and that's why wine can be so negative when it comes to the body you're trying to accomplish, and so positive when you're looking back and reaping the benefits of what you accomplished during the week before. And I think that that's probably the reason also why we go ahead and we use wine at Abdullah. Why do we use wine at Abdullah? The reason very simply is, you know, is because you come into the week, and the truth is, it's very sad. It's sad because, you know, and, you know, we don't think it so much. We don't think it so much because, you know, with everything considered, our weeks are pretty good. Even now, weeks are pretty good. The Jews of old time, it was like when they left Shabbos, it was like the end of the world. My uncle tells the story that, you know, my uncle, Yosher Ber Soloveitchik, as a kid, used to hang out, teenager, I don't know, he used to hang out at the Shtiblach, the Ger Shtiblach in Warsaw. He liked it there. He liked it. And one time I was talking to somebody about Shalom Shudas and the Sudash Lushit. And then the person says to my uncle and says, you know who I am? My uncle says, do I? Why am I supposed to know who you are? He says, I'm your uncle, the water carrier. So he says, you're emotional water carrier? He says, well, you don't look like him a whole week. You look like so ragged. You're bent, so sad. Now you look like you're a king. What do you mean? It's Shabbos. So in the olden days, when the Jews would leave Shabbos, they felt Shabbos, they would feel so sad. He says, how do we deal with that? So we do is we go, we take a cup of wine and say, Abdullah, we accomplished so much this Shabbos. Even though Shabbos is a day to go ahead and to look at the accomplishments of the previous week, on Shabbos we also accomplish. This is why we're not supposed to get drunk on Shabbos, Yochra says. We take a cup of wine and we say, wow, we really accomplished. We really accomplished so much. And I think that's the reason that when it comes to a bris milah, when it comes to a pinyan ben, it comes to a chuppah, it comes to a sheva brachas, at all these times, we hold the cup in our wine, and we're mekadesh on wine. And why are mekadesh on wine? We're mekadesh on wine because we're saying the same thing. The fact we reach this moment is because we have accomplished. Some Jews have accomplished. And there's nothing special for accomplishment. And the wine goes ahead, and the wine symbolizes that. I'll just finish off. There's a Ron at the bottom. And the Ron says, you know, Shabbos morning, we make kiddush. But we don't say a special long bracha. Most of it says, Pesukim, early Meikra Din, all you have to go ahead and say, he says, all you have to go ahead and say is to say Bar Pri Agafet. Okay, the Ramban Hagim. He says, why? He says, the Ran says, at the very bottom, the Ran says that that when you break a bracha on wine, it's like Shira. When do you say Shira? Shira is, I think, we said Shira at the Yam, and the Yam Suk, we accomplished something because we worked with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. You say, to the wine helps you say Shira because you feel like you're accomplished, and then in that moment, you're able actually to say Shira. And I think that's the reason also why we go ahead and when a person passes away, that's brought down to the Sukkim, you're given Avel, wine. So yeah, drinks wine, forgets things. But I think the pasuk's telling us that it's got to be something deeper. And I think that maybe what we're trying to say is that, you know, when a person goes ahead and a person loses a relative, you know, it's tragic, especially now what's going on now. It's so tragic. And what's really the best nechama you can give to a family? What is the best nechama you give to a family? You know, I think some of the things have happened. But I had, a few months ago, I went to the funeral of my first cousin. My first cousin was diagnosed with Downs many, many years ago, many, many years ago. And he wasn't even functional. He couldn't talk. And obviously, you know, he grew up at a time when we didn't have many services. My aunt, because Baruch Shem, she never before, my mother's sister, she's a tzaddikas. In those days, they used to basically put them in a home, and she went there and she saw that they hit him. So she said she took him home. This is in the late 50s, early 60s. She took him home. That's it. No one's gonna hit my son like that. And he didn't talk. And you know, I remember seeing him. I actually visited my aunt. I remember seeing him. And I have to tell you that today Baruch Hashem we've progressed so much, and he passed away in the 60s. You know, I think in those days they said life expectancy, I remember time was like early 30s, right? And like amazing. And at the Levaya, so my cousin, his brother, said, you know what he accomplished? He taught my kids so much. What's the nechama you give to a relative someone passes away? The person accomplished so much. And that's what the wine symbolizes. The wine symbolizes the fact that we go ahead and we accomplish so much. So on one hand, if you think you accomplished so much, it can be very difficult and very challenging. It can be destructive. On the other hand, at some point, it's important. So in other words, the person has to grow. So Shabbos comes in, we make kiddush, because Shabbos comes in, we have to recognize and realize that we've accomplished in the previous week. So we say Shira, and that wine helps us to feel that way. When Shabbos goes out and we feel sad, Shabbos is a day of accomplishment also, because that's supposed to bring us through the week. We're saying Shira, we have the wine to realize that, at all these times. So there's a time to realize that we accomplish things, and at times we don't accomplish things. And that really is the secret. That really
is the secret, is the secret of the wine, and that I believe is what, you know, what helps us and inspires us. So on one hand, it can be destructive, because if it stops a person from growing, that's what happens in the avoda, where we come into the avoda, you have to be totally focused. When it comes to learning, you have to be totally focused on growth. When it comes to certain times when you want, and you're supposed to get a lot of accomplished, and then you can move on to the next step. And that is the reason why we make kiddush on wine, we become dull on wine, and so many sudas have a little bit of wine, as the Kli Yakar says, not to get drunk. Why? Because even though you're supposed to feel like you've accomplished at that moment, you still have to look at an opportunity to grow, and you shouldn't let the wine take away that opportunity. And that's what I think the message is. Everyone should have a wonderful, wonderful Shabbos, a wonderful Shabbat, Shabbat Shalom.
Okay, Shabbat Shalom. Shabbat Shalom. Shabbat Shalom. Thank you.
Shabbat Shalom. Shabbat Shalom.
Shabbat Shalom.
Hello?